You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I said he deserved to be magnified. The Lord turned to your neighbor and said, neighbor, after all, the Lord deserved to be magnified. One of the letters that I got from the prison stated, Dr. Peart, this is not where I want to be. I would rather to be someplace else. But I thank God that I am here because being here allowed me to find salvation. And if that's what it takes, then Dr. Peart, I thank God for where I am. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God today. You might not be where you want to be in life. But if it means sitting where you're sitting so that you can gain eternal life, turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, I thank God for where I'm sitting today. I wish somebody would praise him. Or I wish somebody would magnify him. I want to bring you a quick little word. This word came to us today from a message that was preached on Monday night. Healing of the soul. And the word is, I don't understand it, but I am going to trust God with it. I don't understand it, but I am going to trust God with it. There are still some things I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm wearing the shoes that I'm wearing today, but I trust God with it. Somebody bless God. I don't know why you are sitting in the seat that you are sitting in today. But I'm here to let you know you're just going to have to trust God with it. Somebody praise God. Somebody praise God. The song says, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. And I don't worry about the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today, I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Not a neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have to understand it. You just have to trust God with it. Come on, somebody, and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and magnify God. Sometimes you don't even understand why you have to lift your hand and praise him. But that's what he created us for. Wave your hand in the house and praise him. Come on and trust him with it. Think about that situation that have you so discombobulated and just praise God. Come on and just praise God. Lord, I don't understand, but I'm going to trust you with it. The Lord has placed a new prayer in my heart. From ever since I preached the midnight message, I find myself praying differently. For the word of the Lord said, we know not what to pray, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession. And the prayer that I find myself praying is, Lord, get into the enemy's camp and dismantle every plan. The enemy has a mission, and God, I'm asking you to dispatch angels, interrupt the plans of the enemy, and don't allow it to have success. Lord, I know that the enemy has a plan for my life, but interrupt the plan. The enemy is sitting on her eggs. They're getting ready to hatch. God, step into that camp and crush. Or you ought to stand up on your feet and begin to crush. Say, Lord, crush the eggs of the enemy. Lord, don't let the enemy give birth to the plan. I don't understand what the enemy is up to, but I trust God with it. Oh, I wish somebody would magnify God. Over and over again, I will continue to reiterate to this congregation, to those of you that are watching by way of streaming, and for those of you that are listening by way of the radio program, the devil came from heaven. He did not come out of some dark hole here on the earth. He came from heaven. The devil understands the movement of heaven. There is no doubt that before he got kicked out, he looked into God's plan that has your name on it. So whatever you see the devil is creating down here, he got it from up there. Where you think you learn your bad manners from? Home. Hello? Where did you learn to speak like that? Home. Who teach you to cuss like that? That's what I heard my mama say. That's what I heard my daddy say. So that's what I say. Come on now. Lucifer knows that if he put up enough clubhouses, and if he get the music right, he'll have all young people bouncing and dropping it like it's hot. And then we say, come on, young people, and come to church. And this is how we have church. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, hold on. That is good. And that has its place. And there is another realm. There is another level of excitement. And Lucifer knows that. And Lucifer capitalized on that. I went to Las Vegas a couple of months ago. And every hotel is basically a casino. And every restaurant is basically a casino. And the best foods are in the casinos. And my husband is a chef and I love good food. Hello. So when I go to Las Vegas, I dine in the best of the best restaurants in the casino. When you see the carpeting that is on the floor of the casino, when you step on it, you just sink. It is so beautiful. It just takes your breath away. Make you want to spend some money. The carpet is beautiful. And when you look up, the chandeliers that is looking down on you, it make you stand in awe. And the machines are just going, I'm over here, $10,000, $20,000. And you feel your heart start pumping and you can feel the blood rushing to your vein. Like, my God, I could just sit around that machine and possibly hurt me $1,000. And I look and I said, my God, I said, I don't understand it. And God said, I brought you here to show you something. Look, woman. He said, where do you think it came from? Lucifer. He knows that heaven is a beautiful place. He knows that heaven is a wonder. The word of the Lord says that it has not even entered into our heart what heaven is going to be like. I am telling you, if God is going to allow my mansion to have a look of one of those hotels in Las Vegas, I'm going to be real happy. But guess what? It's going to look way better than that. Whew. And I looked and I said, okay. I said, the devil is a liar. And I'm telling you, when I look at it, I said, God, house of worship should be a glorious place. It should be a place when you enter at the doors, your hands just want to go up. When you enter at the doors, your feet just want to start moving, saying, yeah, Lord, won't God do it for you? When you get there, the ambience should be so right that you know that today I will be healed. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. There are some things we just don't understand. But by God, I'm going to trust God. Somebody shout all the way. The point I say, all of that to bring you to a place of focus. If the enemy knows and he has a plan, it simply means that it's because he was taught. God also has a plan. Turn your Bibles with me. Get it up on the screen there. Jeremiah 29. We're going to be looking at the verses 11 through 14. Verse 11 through 14. If you find it, say amen. I don't understand it, but I am going to trust God with it. Hallelujah in the house. For I know the thoughts. Understand that thoughts. Thought have an S. So it's not just one thing that God is thinking about you. God has many, 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 many thoughts. Kundalabasakindidiosa. And it's about you. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, not a neighbor, and say that the Lord is talking to you. Saith the Lord. Look at thought again. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. I wish somebody would rise up on their feet and just begin to praise God like you're crazy. This life will come to an end, and the end of it will be good. Oh, somebody ought to glorify God. Trouble don't last always. After you understand that, do you hear me? Before God can do anything for you, you must align your mind and your way of thinking towards verse 11. Hello? If you cannot see verse 11 and believe verse 11, it makes no sense for me to reach further. But I am going to suppose that you do receive verse 11. Tell somebody that the Lord has a better plan for me. Then shall he call upon me. Some of us are sitting here today and we're saying, Lord, I've prayed so many prayers. I even have some folks tell me, turn around 3 times. And some even have me turn around 7 times and still nothing happened. Some people tell me, oh, if you just anoint yourself for 7 days, maybe something will happen for you. Oh, if you just leap a little bit longer, maybe if you just scream a little bit louder, maybe something will happen for you. But baby, I'm here to let you know that absolutely nothing will happen to you until you understand that God has a plan. When you believe that, then you shall call, and the Lord call upon me. Hallelujah. And he shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. So God can't hear you until you believe that he has a plan for you. Oh, somebody ought to praise him. I said somebody ought to praise him. Let me see by the raising of your hands how many people believe that God has a plan for you. You may be behind bars today, but God has a plan for you. Lift up your hand and said, Lord, if this is the plan, I thank you. Because I know that the end is going to be greater. Oh, somebody magnify God in this house. I love verse 13. And he shall seek me and find me. In other words, I won't be playing hide and go seek with you no more. I'm going to allow you to find me. I'm going to stand in a place where you can see me. Some folks are behind bars just so that they can see God. When he shall search for me with all your heart. We don't want to cry out before God until trouble consumes us. I want to encourage the house and those of you that are listening to me today. Seek a friend before you need a friend. Hello? Because you must understand that the enemy has a plan for your life too. And there is only one person that can deliver you out of the plan of the enemy, and that person is our Father Yahweh. When you seek for me, verse 14 said, I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn your captivity. Oh, tell somebody God is going to turn it around for me. Come on, close somebody. I may be in captivity today, but God has a plan for me, and God is going to turn it around. Come on, I want you to look at everything that is bothering you right now and say, the Lord is going to turn it around. I might not be working right now, but God is going to turn it around. My bills are backed up right now, but God is going to turn it around. He knows how to turn things. He turned water into wine. Tell somebody, God is about to turn my situation. Oh, somebody bless God. God had a plan for his servant. So he sent his servant by a brook in the time of famine. And while he camped out at the brook, a raven would come and feed him. Tell somebody, God has a plan. The day came when the brook dried up. Tell somebody, don't get comfortable. Your brook will dry up one day. And some of us are so excited right now with the job we have, and we look at the bank account and it's in the positive, and we have surplus, and we're just so excited that we don't even need our friends. Because baby, I can buy my own shoes, and I can buy my own car, I pay my own bills. I don't need you. Let me tell you something. Every man's brook will get dried up at some point or another. Therefore, you need the plan of God to surface in your life. God said, get up, I still have a plan for you. God told him, I have prepared a widow to take care of you. I still have a plan, boy. I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust God with it. How can you allow a raven to feed me? I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust you. How comes you allow my brook to dry up? I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust you. And then it got worse when he got to the widow woman's house. The woman was picking up sticks, and the man of God was so confident because he knew that God told him that this woman is going to take care of you. So he called out to the woman and he said, may I have a drink of water? And the woman was hurrying to go get the drink of water because she knew that she had water, you see. And the man of God was so certain that he said to her, and put a morsel of bread for the man of God. Just a slice of bread. The woman stopped. And if I can try to paraphrase this, the woman said, sir, you're at the wrong house, you know. The man of God said, what you're talking about? She said, sir, there is no bread here. Maybe the neighbor may have some. Said, sir, you noticed I was picking up sticks? He said, yes. Well, that's because I have a handful of meal and I am about to make the last two cake for my son and I. We are going to eat this cake and we are going to plan our funeral. The man of God said, I don't understand it, but I'm going to trust God with it. The man of God was so certain that God sent him there. The man of God said, go on. Go make your two cake. Just make sure you bring me the first one. I don't understand it, the woman said. But because you dress like a prophet, and because you speak like a prophet, I'm going to trust God with it. Oh, somebody ought to magnify God. Can you hear the answer? How many of us would hiss our teeth and said, I'm through with this God business? How many would get man crazy and wonder if a false God has spoken to you? Not your neighbor and say, neighbor, what has the Lord said to you? It may seem impossible. It may seem hard. But trust God with it. Oh, somebody praise God. The woman baked. She brought the man of God his cake. And she found out that after that, there was still enough meal to make two more cakes. And she got back to the barrel and she made two more cakes. When she looked in the barrel, there was enough meal to still make three cakes. I believe that the next day, she got up and she made three more cakes. And when she looked in the barrel, there was enough meal to make three more cakes.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. 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 Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message. God in the Raw will be hosting its 6th annual Mr. and Mrs. Adam Family Life Conference. This will be held on January 15th to the 18th at the Embassy Suite Hotel located at 1601 Belvedere Road, West Palm Beach, Florida. For registration information, call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. This will be a life-changing event, one where we will reconnect, re-establish, and rekindle our families. We do hope to see you there. Be blessed.
My God is a great God.
Save me from the darkness.